Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Harry, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What is up, my grinning gigglers?
Grinning or granny?
Grinning, like smiling.
Got it.
I don't know. Grinning it. Sounds creepy, though. Like, no one's grinned and you've been
it
like...
It sounds like, yeah, something like a villain does.
Yeah, it's like... I'm very confused about all the, like, hello, darling, whatever it's called, drama. Can we just get into it?
First of all, initial thoughts just, like, on Olivia Wilde.
Okay. I went to an event once. I think I was with you.
Oh, yeah, you were.
She directed something, and I was taken aback by, like, how smart she was and put together she was. And
she's, like...
Powerful.
She's very captivating, like... in person. Like, she's so pretty, obviously, but she's very like she holds her shoulders back, you know, like that's how I describe her.
Yeah, like she looks like a CEO of her life.
Yeah,
like she looks like she has an organized kitchen.
Yes, she has a matcha station.
She has a matcha station.
She's a full matcha station with, like, the brush. Does anyone know what the brush is for?
No. Gets a frothy.
I mean,
the brush is unnecessary. Use a fork.
I'm waiting for Dunkin' Donuts to be delivered to my apartment that is next door from my apartment.
She okay, does not eat Dunkin'.
We're far from a matcha station over here.
She also does not have just a random drawer in her house of junk.
She doesn't have a junk drawer.
No.
And
she doesn't, like, have old mascara lying around. She throws it away after the right amount of months.
Her socks are matched to the appropriate sock in the drawer. There's no loose socks.
She doesn't have a chair in her room with the, like, clothes that aren't dirty but aren't clean. They're, like, in the middle.
No. The chair is so expensive that, like, she's only sat in it twice.
Also, none of her brushes have, like, a layer of hair on them.
Oh, God, no. No. I see her strictly as, like, a comb girl.
Oh, yeah. Or she has someone brush her hair for her.
Yeah.
Or she just wakes up and she never even has a knot in her hair.
No, never.
I feel like she mists. Like, she does mist spray on her face.
Yes. Yeah, you. At any moment, she could be like, do you need a mist spray? That's Olivia Wilde. Okay, I've always liked...
I was going to go as long as you wanted to go.
I was running out. She doesn't water her own plants, but has a stunning garden.
She takes her shoes off in her house, like, and she doesn't let you ever sit anywhere with your subway clothes.
I like her, like I do, and I feel like, contrary to what we've just been saying the past 4 minutes, we like her,
yeah.
But I feel like women always, I liked her because I feel like she got, like, a lot of hate for leaving Jason Sudeikis, which, mm-hmm. like, we don't know what happened in their relationship, like, so if someone's unhappy and they want to leave, like, leave, and I feel like people were like, she has two kids, and like whenever she's with Harry, they're like, but where are your kids? And it's like, okay, well, they also have a dad. So like, I always felt bad for her with that. Like, she just, because she's a woman, she was like getting hate,
yes,
solely for like living her life. So I was always on her side for that. But unpopular opinion, I don't want to have sex with Harry Styles.
Oh my God, neither do I.
I just feel like, I feel like he dresses better than me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, I don't know. He doesn't do it for me. Like, we like a Post Malone, Jack Harlow.
He always was too cute for me. I think he's too cute.
He's too pretty.
Yeah. And I want a guy who makes me feel small.
Yeah. And I don't want, not mentally, just physically.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't want a guy who takes, like, crazy fashion risks.
Ooh.
You know, like, contrary to what I say, like, I want Craig wearing flip-flops to be, like, the craziest thing he does.
True. Yeah, like, I made Dez wear, like, a white button-down, and it was, like, a new thing for him.
Yeah, like, and, like, God forbid it's linen. It's, they're like, oh, my God, this is so.
But you know what I so did much. Low-key think was hot? Timothy Chalamet just doing wild shit.
He's different. I would have sex with Timothy Chalamet. Timothy Chevrolet.
Timothy Chevrolet, like, with his just adorable red outfit, cow neck top.
Talk about manifestation. I know a girl who went to high school with Timothy Chalamet. I want to say he was like 2 years older than her, not in the same grade. They went to that
LaGuardia, right? Yeah. Next door to where I went to school.
And
where Lady Gaga went.
She said in high school he was always like, I'm gonna be famous. And one day she was sitting with like all of her friends, and him and his friend came up to her and was like, will you come to Times Square with us and pretend that like Timothy is Timmy, I think he went by, is famous, and like we're gonna take pictures of you like running up to him like asking to take pictures with him. And her and her friends were like, no. She was like, and then he literally blew the fuck up, and I was like, wow,
it's crazy because this school, LaGuardia, is where all the most talented kids go.
Yeah.
And it's a public school in New York City, but like to get in is like the public Juilliard, kind of like you try to act, you try to dance, you try to sing. And didn't Nicki Minaj go there too?
I think she did. Yeah,
that school's full of like potential stars, so it's crazy that they all were like,
I think Nicki Minaj like has beef with that school though.
But anyway, can you make a fucking Venn diagram of what's going on with Olivia Wilde?
So I guess Olivia Wilde and Florence Pugh, which like I'm not a huge fan of her last name, but a big fan of her. I watched her in Little Women. And I thought she was just like so fucking good.
Yeah.
I guess they have beef, but nobody says like what the beef is. But Shia LaBeouf was supposed to be the lead, and then it became Harry Styles. I would classify myself as a hater in terms of celebrities who are famous singers and then try to become like A-list actors. I think mm-hmm. it absolutely can be done, mm-hmm. but I think they almost get like a pass. Like the most unpopular opinion I've ever had in my entire life, A Star Is Born, I thought was trash.
I knew you were going to say that.
I hated that movie.
I knew you were going to say that. I do have to say I love that movie. But there were moments where Lady Gaga's face was supposed to move and it didn't.
I didn't believe it. Like, and then with all the PR of like, are they actually fucking? Like, it was too much for me.
Mm.
And I needed to step away.
I also feel like there should have been a warning sign at some point because I thought it was a feel-good movie. I thought a star was being born. And then my whole year was ruined.
Well, it was a remake.
I know. My mom was like, you didn't know. I wasn't alive in the 80s, mom.
Right. I didn't know either.
I thought a star was going to be born.
I remember watching it, and like one of my many talents is that I can like predict the end of movies. And so like I'm sitting there watching it, and I was like, oh, so like he's gonna kill himself now. And everyone was like, what? And I was like, he's literally gonna go and off himself. Like, he can't. Have you not been watching the movie? And everyone was like so mad at me. And I was just like, it was a remake. Like, you, like, what are you talking about? So anyway, I have a lot of problems.
That reminds me of the time I was with my ex-boyfriend at a beautiful Broadway play. And I told you, he like halfway through was like, oh no, the guy is gonna commit suicide. And I was like, what? And he's like, you can tell, like, all the signs. And then the whole rest of the play, I was so upset. And then the guy never died. And I was like, you fucking ruined the night for me, you stupid asshole. Don't project your issues onto that guy in the play.
Sorry, I think the biggest lead in that story is that you and your ex-boyfriend went to, like, a Broadway show.
It was, like, he was in entertainment and his friend was, like, in the show or some shit.
What show?
Couldn't tell ya.
Yeah.
Hot girls don't remember things. Remember, that's our motto. But also,
Craig hasn't bullied me into going to any Broadway shows recently.
Oh my God.
Which I'm thankful for.
I feel like for you guys, you're like, if you want to show emotion, talk to Austin.
No, I actually felt so bad because the other day Greg was like, you're just really tough on me. And like, I really noticed that you don't have a heart. And like, that's fine. Like, he was trying to be compassionate, even like being like, you have no feelings. And I was like, I just don't care about like things that you care about. And he was like, life? Like death? Like what? I was like, whatever.
You're like, call your mom.
Yeah. I was like, I don't have time for this.
But Paige, there's like more to the story in terms of the drama of like how they made it like Shia got fired because of the FKA Twigs accusations against him.
Right. Right.
But and Olivia Wilde like leaned into that. But then there was evidence of her on a phone call like begging him to come back, which made it seem like he had beef with Florence or something, or Florence was not comfortable working with him. Am I making this up?
No, you're not. Okay. And then messages came out where he said something to Florence and Florence was like, wait, what? Like, no, I'm like fine with you. I think Florence is like a legitimate actor, like a method. I mean, she's not a method actor, but that's like what I think of her as. Like, I think of her like really loving this craft.
Yeah.
And I think she had certain things that she was like, I don't think this makes sense. And like, I think this should be changed. And I think Olivia was just like, fuck off. Like, you're the actress. I'm the director.
Oh, yeah. Because they had tension because she basically said there was too many sex scenes.
Yeah, she was like, the whole movie is like based around these two sex scenes and I just think it's weird or like whatever.
It's also, acting is so weird, like envisioning the guy you're with like hooking up with another hot actor. And it's not like people haven't left their significant others for actors on set. It's like literally a tale as old as Hollywood.
I mean, could you imagine? I think about this an odd amount. Like Jennifer Aniston, just like watching her husband marry Angelina Jolie. Jennifer Aniston had to wait a long time for her karma to come back.
True.
But it came back.
It fucking came back.
People, you just got to wait it out.
You have to wait it out. There was a tweet saying, like, we need Andy Cohen to host this movie's reunion.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, great publicity.
It is. Well, that's the thing. How much do you think it is just PR? And then now everyone's stressed out about Harry possibly spitting on Chris Pines.
I watched the video 7 times. I was like, what are people saying?
Nothing came out of his mouth.
Okay. Also, were you sexually attracted to Chris Pine in that? Me too.
Yes. I didn't even know what you were going to say. Just yes.
Yes. Chris people Pines, were like, stop trying to be Brad Pitt. And I was like, every man should strive to be Brad Pitt.
Also, Chris Pines is a hottie in himself.
For sure.
Also, oh my God, there's so much going on. Gigi Hadid was seen with Leonardo DiCaprio.
My mom texted me a couple days ago and she goes, hey, just want to let you know Leonardo DiCaprio's single. Just saying.
A nice Italian boy.
I was like,
he could come over for Sunday sauce.
I was like, where am I happening upon Leonardo DiCaprio, mom?
She's like, I love Craig, but he doesn't know anything about Italian food. And the whole thing about only eating bread in Europe, I can't do it anymore. I can't. I mean, he's cute. He's tall. He does well.
She's like, really? I've always pictured you with him. I was like, really? Not what you said when Prince Harry got married. You literally almost kicked me out of the family.
You know what? I could see you both with Prince Harry and with Leonardo. Almost more Leonardo, because this is so bad. Craig, I love you. I see you with an ugly man.
It's not
man.
About him right now.
I see you with an ugly...
Hold on. Yeah. Do you think Leonardo DiCaprio is an ugly man?
I don't think he's, like, Craig hot.
Very interesting. You know that I do love a dad bod.
You love a dad bod?
I think Leonardo DiCaprio is, like, the hottest.
You love a troll. You love a literal troll.
Love a troll. Love a troll. I like ugly men. I really do. I really am attracted to ugly men.
But would you say, or you're more into their personalities, or you're actually attracted to ugly men?
I think it's like a deep rooted where like I want.
You want to be Beauty and better. The Beast.
Yeah, like where I'm like, oh my God, like we don't match, but like this is love.
You want to wake up in the morning and be like, and then be like, oh.
Yeah. I want to be like scared. Leonardo DiCaprio, yes, spotted out with Gigi. I don't hate it.
It's just exhausting.
I want to know what Leonardo DiCaprio's, like, real personality is like. Because, like, it takes a certain kind of person to only date models.
Because, like, obviously, girls in their early 20s are attractive. No one's, for like, sure. arguing with that.
Right.
But there's a whole joke, yeah, whenever they turn 25, he's out. But also, yeah. I'm like, maybe he just starts dating them young, and then after 3 years, they are sick of each other. And it just keeps having to be when she's 25.
Well, I feel like he doesn't want to be in a serious relationship. So clearly. He dates girls that, like, are most likely not trying to get married anytime soon either.
Yeah.
But think about like your mental capacity from 22 to 25. No, like, and not even like saying that in a mean way. Like, what is the conversation based around?
Like, our significant others are our accessory.
Enters Des. How awkward.
They're our accessory. So, yeah. Like, they see it as they're like, you know, they're going around town.
I would argue to say, and not just because you're my best friend and I have respect for you and I have respect for myself, that we make our significant others so much better. They actually should pay us. Like, Craig will run certain business things by me and I'll be like, are you a dingbat? Like, listen to me. This is what we're doing. And like, so, and you can't just get that knowledge anywhere. If you're dating a 22-year-old, they're like, I don't know. Like, maybe. But, like, we have to give thoughtful answers to questions.
Well, that's
now.
Why there is, like, definitely a power dynamic when a girl is, like, 22 for and a sure. guy is, like, 42. Because when I'm 22, I would listen to anyone. I would get kidnapped so easily.
For sure.
Literally, a guy stops in a van and he'll be like, I have a Netflix documentary in here. Do you want to watch it with me? I'd be like, I'm alone.
You're like, I was going home to my couch, but, like, you have a couch in there. Done. Drive me home.
You saw Emrata's TikTok?
I love... Okay. There is such a discrepancy between... Remember when we were younger or like... Not even younger. Like I'm going to say like 5 years ago. If you broke up with someone, everyone knew it because you'd put an emotional quote on your Instagram story.
Or you had to change your Facebook status.
Or you had to... Okay. Prior to that, you had to change your Facebook status. Prior to that, your away message had song lyrics in it. Today's age is you make a petty TikTok. The prior ones, I never really partook in. Did I change my Facebook status in like college? For sure.
Yeah.
But today's day and age, I am here for a fucking petty TikTok. Sometimes I scroll and I'm like, wow, if I ever break up with Craig, imagine if I did that TikTok. Like, it's just something in my brain that I'm like, I'm so here for it.
So this hilarious TikTok basically said when he thinks he scored a 10 because he's with you, but you really just like ugly guys.
She really is
so fucking pretty. Like, it's not human the way she looked. Really, her body does look like an alien. No one can have that long of a torso.
Speaking of how people look, did you see Kim's new paper mag?
Don't even say it.
Bleach eyebrows.
You also sent me a TikTok of some random ass girl shaving her head.
You watched it?
Yeah.
She was gorgeous.
I was like, this bitch is literally trying to subliminal message me and only send me like girls with shaved heads.
I do realize I'm a problematic friend sometimes because I like to live vicariously through my friends and I'm an enabler. Like, if they want to do something fun that I know I would never do, I'm like, absolutely, I'll be a part of this with you. Like, if my friend literally called and was like, should I get a face tattoo? I would be like, why not?
You only live once. YOLO. Our Gen Z correspondent even texted me and was like, not going to lie, you would look sick with a bleached eyebrow. I was like, you're fired.
I got her to text you that.
No, did you seriously? Yeah. Oh. I thought she was literally just trying to be friends. And I was like, oh my God, she's texting me. For a Giggly Squad show, I think I'm going to do it for one Giggly Squad live this month. But I think I'm going to do it with like how people are doing it with like concealer.
Yes. Vegas.
And we're just maybe. No, Jack Harlow's going to be there. You want to really sabotage me? Maybe I'll do it for one of our New York City ones and I'll just go through the whole show with bleached eyebrows and we'll like feel it out.
That actually nailed it. Why you're not attracted to Harry Styles, but you are attracted to Jack Harlow. It's like two types of girls. You can't be attracted to both.
You can't.
Jack Harlow is ugly hot.
And he's ugly hot, but also take away each of their fame, because I would say Harry Styles is way more famous mm-hmm. than Jack Harlow. Mm-hmm. So take away like their fame and just have them standing next to each other, and they both have to like, this is what I'm picturing in my head, they both have to walk toward you. The immediate swagger I say is going to Jack Harlow.
However, would you like Jack Harlow if he wasn't a successful rapper? Like, no. I say he he'd be like, security.
I'd be like, this guy keeps talking to me at the bar, like, leave. No,
I have a whole bit about that with serial killers and stand-up comedians. How if they both weren't successful in their art, they're just ugly.
No. Serial killers?
Like Ted Bundy, if he wasn't a serial killer, no one would be talking about how hot he is.
Right. Totally.
If that man bought you a green t-shirt, you'd go hide in the bathroom.
But like, just thinking about Ted Bundy being successful in his art made me uneasy, made me queasy.
Can we talk about my bestie for a second?
Yes.
So Haley's, it's crazy. She didn't text me about this to warn me, but I'm assuming she just was super busy. She just unveiled chocolate glazed donut nails.
Yeah.
Which I'm into, but I mean, I'm her friend, so. Okay, I know that you evolve and you change and you grow, so I'm going to wait a month because you're going to be sitting here with chocolate glazed fingernails.
Here's the thing on why. I think they look very old lady-ish in the brown color. But that's kind of my aesthetic.
I think it looks like iced coffee macchiato, which is very millennial Gen Z.
I think because you've cursed me with like my short nail summer, it's mm-hmm. now going into short nail fall. So we're so excited to be here. My two colors for the fall uh-huh. are going to be a dark green.
Oh.
But not a dark green where you could mistake it for black.
Okay.
It's going to be more of a hunter green or gray.
Oh, I do like gray.
So you'll only catch me with those two.
I think gray is really cool. So you're not doing slut red?
I'm never really a huge red person. Once in a while, I'll bust it out. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm done with the, like, oh, get multiple coats and then put the shiny coat over it and then the sparkly one. Like, I can't sit there for that long.
You're so right.
That's what it really is.
I do want to do, like, silver.
Like a metallic?
Yeah. But they don't have silver and gel sometimes.
Well, the normal like nail polish, it's like a silvery, like chromey. Mm-hmm. They're the girls that get like fake nails that have like the legit like metallic nails, like they look plastic, yeah. like those are sick.
Yeah.
You could get a stick on, a press on.
Yeah, because we have to get our nails on point. Speaking of, we have our first three New York City live shows. We added a third one because there's a couple tickets left. So go to Giggly Squad Instagram for that. Also, we're going to the U.S. Open tonight.
I know. I'm so excited.
Do you have your outfit yet?
No.
Because it's kind of a fashion scene. Like
I know.
We're sitting in the Heineken box where, like, the camera pans.
The content that will come of this, go Badgers, is all I'm saying. Greg said something the other day, and he said, like, yeah, like, Wisconsin. And I just said, go Badgers. And he goes, what did you just say?
You're like, sorry, I know my mascots.
I was like, what? You said Wisconsin. I said, go Badgers.
Also, like, I kind of have beef with Young Gravy right now.
Why? Does Young Gravy know about it?
Young Gravy's a Wisconsin alum. And he went back and, like, did all this shit at Madison. And I was like, wait, but I have a show coming up at Madison and people were supposed to be excited for me to come back.
Wait, what? How old is it? Like, there was no, where you weren't in college together.
I feel like we might have overlapped for a year. Or I missed him by a year. He's, like, 26. I'm 31. I think I just missed him. But, like, yeah, he's a Badger.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That means he's a good person deep down.
Because Badgers are good.
What do you
people.
Think about all that? I mean, I know we talked about it last time, but, like, I just saw the mom on, like, another. She's going on, like, podcast interviews now, and I'm not. Mm-mm.
Well, Addison unfollowed her.
Who did?
Addison unfollowed her mom on Instagram. Imagine unfollowing my mom on Instagram. If we unfollowed our moms on Instagram, they would show up at our door.
No, they wouldn't even know. they would have no idea. They would not ever know. They'd be like, okay. Like, and we'd have to tell them I unfollowed you. They'd be like, okay.
They'd be like, I'll take you right out of this world. I put you in it.
I didn't listen to any of the podcasts, but she kept being on my For You page, like, doing stupid TikToks and, like, not even doing, like, not doing the sound correctly. So I immediately had to scroll. But I just, like, I'm not here for it.
Have you heard about the millennial pause?
Vaguely. What is it?
It's when millennials start a video and they pause for a second to make sure it's recording. And I guess apparently Gen Zs don't pause because they grew up on iPads.
And there's like a list of things that they said. Okay, what I read in the New York Times, what I saw on TikTok was that we are the first generation to age out of the internet that we basically built. Wow. Like, we at one time were the only generation that knew what was going on the internet, and now we're slowly aging out because Gen Z is now, like, taking over, and they think that, like, we're old.
And they're also doing the same shit. Like, they're using, like, the AIM aesthetic, AIM. Like,
yeah.
And they're, yeah, the whole Y2K we built.
And that there's certain things that we do on the internet that Gen Z just doesn't do. So they can immediately pick out a millennial. And
we're on the internet with them. So it's, like, yes. So easy. I'm feeling bullied.
I'm feeling super attacked. And this girl that was making the TikTok was a millennial. And she was saying, we as millennials have a choice to disregard, like, what we knew and go full Gen Z. Or, dare I say, lean in and, like, continue to be millennials in a Gen Z internet world. Like, okay, another thing that millennials do, which I literally just did it, is, like, when you're taking an Instagram story and you zoom in.
Yeah.
Like, I guess that's super millennial. Like, Gen Zs do not do that.
But sometimes it's funny to zoom in at a certain point.
Right. And I was like, okay, so Gen Zs don't know comedy?
Comedy. It's called timing. Or you could be like me and just try your hardest to make Gen Zs like you. And if they don't, get really upset.
Yeah.
Speaking of being upset, did you see that I cried on my Insta story for the first time and we told each other we'd never cry on Insta stories?
No, I did not see you cry. Thank God I didn't see it.
Well,
what was it?
Thanks for being for me, there for me when I'm down. Thanks for always being there to catch me when I fall. I watched Serena's last match and I was like cool with it. I was fine.
Oh, yeah.
And then like the speech started and she was like, thank you, Dad. And I just start crying and I'm so bad with crying. Like I hate it. I immediately try to not cry.
So your first thought was, let me record that?
Well, well, what is yours when you cry?
If to you go in crying, the mirror and
you have to
stare
go in the mirror and look. Or, but also, this is where like I feel like
I did my best.
So then I like had to let people know like, oh my God, I am so human and relatable and full of emotion, and I feel for another strong woman. So I posted like, oh my God, I'm crying, Serena, I love you. I didn't talk. I'm not a monster. I just took a photo. Okay. But then I kept trying to take like another photo and I realized she's gorgeous. She's sparkling gorgeous when she cries.
What part of your face were you most attracted to while you were crying?
Like just everything. Just everything about her.
Like your like, cheekbones
my
felt
My cheekbones
like
were
lost.
Glistening. Like, guys, fuck highlighter. Stop spending $50 at Sephora. Just cry a little. And
I am, my lips.
Yes.
Stunning, gorgeous, iconic
is
when I cry.
Why are your, like, I don't, everything
I don't
was like gorgeous. And I took a selfie and I was like, she's gorgeous. And everyone agreed with me. They were like, no, you are gorgeous. So now I have to cry before events.
Okay, well, I will be able to cry super easily the next couple of days because all my DMs are about my orbital bone, first of all. People are like, oh my God, not to be mean, but like I totally noticed it. And I was like, that's mean. Some girl sent me this. Okay, it's called Upneek. UPNEEQ. And it's basically eye drops to lift your like eyelid. She was like, hey, I use these because I have the same problem.
Paige, I think if both of your eyes were perfectly symmetrical, it would make you just like
unattainable.
Yeah, it'd be unattainable beauty that is unhealthy.
I'd probably be dating Leonardo DiCaprio though.
Yeah, but he would dump you before you even started.
Before it even started. Yeah.
You'd have to do a time machine or something. They say the key to happiness is to live each day like it's your last. And if that's the case, today is an amazing day to get life insurance through Ethos. With Ethos, you can get life insurance in 10 minutes for as little as $10 a month. Unlike other companies' long, confusing, and outdated application processes, Ethos' 100% online application takes only minutes, so you can get back to living your life. The process of getting life insurance seems so weird and too much admin for me and scary and overwhelming and just like too much for me. Like I'm literally getting anxiety just talking about it. But I now realize part of becoming an adult is making sure that you have health insurance and that you are protecting yourself and your family. And it's great to have that peace of mind. So join the thousands of satisfied families protected with help from Ethos who have given the company a 4.8 star rating on Google reviews for a reason. Every year you wait, life insurance premiums increase by 8-10%. Get a free personalized quote at ethoslife.com/giggly. Spelled ETHOS life.com/giggly. Go to ethoslife.com/giggly to get your free life insurance quote today. Ethos Technology Inc. operates in California as Ethos Life Insurance Services, not available in all states, and prices subjected to underwriting and certain health questions.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem. aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like, you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY.
Oh, I have a beauty question for you, though, that I've been meaning to ask, because I went to get a facial the other day, and the lady, she was this Russian lady, and she was like, you have beard. It was like when she goes, do you do laser, electrolysis, something? Yeah. And I was like, oh, I can't do laser because like the sun right now. And she was like telling me about electrolysis, which sounds like a torture chamber.
So what do you do? Tweeze?
I tweeze, but it's a nightmare, and I'm obviously not consistent with it as with anything else in my life.
Wait. You're not getting laser on your face. Why?
Because they say you shouldn't get laser when you have sun on your face.
Okay.
But my question, then I started thinking how like you always joke that you're a seal from the eyebrows down. Can you explain to the gigglers what hair removal processes you've done for your body and what's worked and what didn't work?
Okay, so when laser hair removal first came out, I was a
guinea pig.
I was like a no, literally. I was like, mom,
I hairy need Italian it. Girl, throw her in the lab
immediately. Like, I started getting laser hair removal, and I was only, like, a sophomore in high school.
What?
Yeah. And it was, like, the technology was not even half of what. The first place I ever got it done was under my arms, because, like, my underarms were so bad that I would wait to get them waxed for, like, a prom. And even if I got them waxed, like, you could still see, like, the little dots of, like, the hair follicles. And it was just, like, uncomfortable. Yeah. Like, I would always be – I'd have to shave all the time.
You're like, I couldn't put my arm down because of the tuft of hair.
No, I literally would never raise my arms up in the air because I was like, I can't. Like, I literally can't. Oh my God. So that's the first place I ever got it done. And then I got it done on my bikini line was the second, because I like hated shaving that. And then I did my face. And the face takes so much longer than other places. Well, they also say like, oh, you can get this done in 7 sessions. Yeah. I've literally done 20 sessions in like each part of my body.
I was about to ask.
That's like such a fucking lie, I think. So when I do my I still do my face because I still will have like some spots. So in between laser hair removal on my face, I have to shave it.
Oh, yeah, because if you tweeze, then it ruins the whole process of like,
yeah, you're not supposed to tweeze.
Do you ever have to do your bikini or your armpits again?
So my armpits definitely grew back a little, but it's so fine that like I don't care about it. I'm like, whatever, I can shave that. My bikini, not so much. And then but I still haven't done my legs.
I was about to say, have you thought of doing
because
your legs?
Because it's so long. It's just so long.
When you get your bikini area done, they're not getting your like thigh. And my thigh is a myth. Behind my...
No, yeah. Like, your thighs are... Yeah. Yeah. No, I've seen them.
Fun fact for gigglers, my the front of my thighs, I've like don't shave, so the hairs are actually blonde.
Is it a fun fact or is it traumatic for the gigglers? Hannah's literally never taken a razor blade in, I mean, the years that I've known her. We're going on, what, 6 years of being friends? Never taken a razor blade to the back of her thighs. If she can't see it, it's a non-issue.
That's my rule. But every now and then, I'll find a hair just, like, playing around, and it'll be, like, 2 inches, and I'm like, oh, no one's going to tell me I have 2-inch hairs on the back of my knee.
I mean, that's got to be a full couple months. That's a couple months of missing that same exact hair.
It's just so hard to shave and not slice your leg open. Like, whenever I slice my leg, I'm just like, this wasn't worth it to lose all this blood.
You say leg like my mom, so that's triggering. Second of all, what are you talking about? Every time you shave, you cut yourself?
Well, you're I also rush. Like, I'm like, I don't have time for this. And it is like a murder
scene. Heavy-handed.
Yeah, she's not graceful with it. She doesn't finesse. It's not a finesse. It's
you're heavy-handed. Like, if you know Hannah,
it's like a weed whacker.
You could be friends with Hannah for like literally only 7 days. And then like there could be a blind testing of like, is this Hannah's walk down the hallway? And you'll pick it out in a second.
Okay, so I'm heavy-footed.
You're heavy. Oh my, I'd say you're more heavy-footed than you are heavy-handed.
Were you just about to call me just heavy? You're like, you're heavy armed, you're heavy torsoed.
Sierra said something the other day and it was so fucking funny. She said to someone, she was like, you're a big man. And someone was like, you can't just like say that to him. And like someone called her out and was like, you can't just like call that guy like a big man. And she was like, I didn't even say big. I said he was heavy. And I was like, that's literally 20,000 times worse. Like, you can't just go around calling people heavy. But anyway, you are heavy-handed and heavy-footed.
I don't float through life, let's just say. But
you never took ballet?
No.
Never a day in your life.
When I was at the tennis academy, we like always would walk down the stairs. They'd be like, stop slamming the stairs. And I'm like, this is just how I walk.
When you were younger and you were like walking around the upstairs, mm-hmm. and like your family was downstairs, was there ever a time where they were like, God damn it, Hannah?
They were like, that's good old heavy-footed Hannah.
Are you flat-footed?
No. No, I'm actually very fast. I'm quite light on my feet when I run.
No, you are. You are quite swift. You are. You really are very agile.
I am very agile, but when it comes to walking, I...
Well, you're not flexible.
I'm not flexible. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that's it.
But it's really funny how people's natural walking technique, it can be like wrong. One of my favorite things is when driving, when I'm not driving, I can't drive, right, but when obviously. Dez is driving, watching people's jogging techniques, because that okay. is a true expression. Some people run crazy.
Yeah, that's why I don't
like,
do it.
One of their arms will just be lagging.
I don't need to be judged by some bitch driving by.
They have a weird like twitch in their shoulder. Their head's bobbing. Like, people have a way of running. But I recently was talking to one of my girls who's very fit. And she was like, running's not actually good for you and it breaks down your body.
And that, people, is why we don't do it.
And that's a fact.
Nothing's good for you.
No.
Nothing. Name one thing that's like good for you.
My cat.
Yeah, that's it. Like, I... No. Laying on the couch is my...
But as an influencer who influences people on things that'll bring them joy, how do you even choose what to tell them what to get if nothing is... If everything is made up?
Superficial material items. I'm like, this will make you feel good
for a week.
I have this
bad habit.
We're going week by week, people, because... It's too hard out here.
I manifested too much for myself where I'm so obsessed with my Amazon storefront and buying stuff on Amazon. You will never catch me buying something that's $200 ever. I will never get a $200 shirt, a $200 pant.
Can I tell you what I just bought that was $200 on Amazon? And I literally said aloud, I can't believe I'm buying something that's $200 on Amazon.
What?
A fucking Soda Stream.
Game changer.
game changer, because I love a seltzer.
Yeah.
It's also another thing that's so bad for you, seltzers.
Is
but
it?
I was like, they're really bad for you.
It's just carbs in water.
carbs, not carbs. The same. Literally, nope. Not at all.
Sorry, it's just carbonation.
Carbonation is so bad for your digestive system and like your stomach.
And the soda streams you could flavor and stuff.
You can flavor them. And I was just so sick of
cans.
Like the cans. Loading the cans in the refrigerator. Throwing the cans away.
Having
like,
I'm
done with
around.
The cans.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we got rid of straws, but we didn't think anything about the cans.
Yeah. Wait, so you're an environmentalist?
I'm literally an environmental lawyer. Like, I'm here to save the planet.
Okay, George Clooney's wife. What's her name?
Amal.
I'm
literally saving New York City one can at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I bought, it was like a $266 soda stream. I got it in silver. And I'm fucking pumped.
You know, my parents have had that for a while. It's like their
and
thing.
And do they love it?
It's like kept their marriage alive. They'll be like, gotta refill the soda stream. And you hear like.
It's also fun.
Yeah, it like gets them going.
It literally gets me going.
You're basically
one.
A chef.
No. Oh, literal.
I'm Jesus.
No, you're Jesus. I just turned flat water into sparkling.
Wait, that's incredible. But that's like a productive thing to get. My problem with Amazon is everything's $15.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't talk me out of getting something that's $15. But then you get 15 things that are $15 a day.
What's your most recent purchase?
I'll tell you what I purchased this morning. I'm on a real kick where like I think I have an addiction.
Yeah.
I'm pulling it up.
It's also because the instant gratification of that item showing up in 2 days. Oh, you're God. Just like. Exactly.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you guys, and you could go to my Amazon storefront, obviously. I got a corduroy long sleeve loose casual shirt, large khaki for fall, obvi.
Okay.
I got jumbo hair clips. I have a ton of hair clips, but I gave one to my friend. So in my head I was like, oh my God, I actually really like that one. I need to buy more of them.
Don't you hate when that happens?
It's a $1 hair clip, but I like love that hair clip. And I was like, yeah, you could keep it. And then I was like, oh, I have to go to Amazon tonight. Then I haven't done my laundry, and this is the grossest part about me. I ordered 6 new pairs of underwear because I know I'm not going to do my laundry this week.
Got it. I do that all the time. When I have my period, I'm like, underwear is disposable.
Okay, I've been doing this horrible thing where I just don't use tampons sometimes during my period.
Bro.
Are we aging out of tampons? And it's not like I'm not bleeding. I just wear a black granny panty, and
I'm not doing it.
We're not doing it today. And we like survived the day. And you know where that... It goes right in the garbage.
Right
garbage.
In the trash. Right in the trash.
Do you know they have actual underwear that's supposed to soak it up? But I think it's a con.
Gross.
Because my underwear soaks that shit
up. I have my own. Yeah. I'm like... okay, so basically I invented...
There's two this. Layers in your underwear for a reason, girlies.
Dude, I can't... I haven't told anyone that I've been doing that.
No,
because I was like, people are going to think it's gross. It's not gross. If I feel the slightest tingle of a UTI, I cannot put a tampon in because I'm like, I'll ruin my whole day. Like, I can only use organic tampons.
Yeah. You're so pure.
So pure. And so sometimes I'm just like, not doing it.
Well,
not doing it.
I think the last time I just like didn't have tampons around. So instead of being like, oh, I'm going to run an errand. I'm sorry. Some people run errands every day. Like, what are you running for?
Grow up.
So I just like was like, also, I don't really want to shove a tampon up my cooter.
I said this to my mom recently and she was like, yeah, you can put a pad in there. And I was like, I'm not walking around in a diaper, mom. I'm an adult.
My mom
was
like, say the same thing.
Doesn't seem like it, but okay.
Okay, so we don't use tampons. That's our new thing.
We single-handedly keep the underwear industry alive.
We do. Okay, I'm going to keep going. I got some more makeup remover wipes because I have this new thing where if I don't have my makeup remover wipes, I am like, I can't take it off. I'm so spoiled by them. I'm like, I'm not going to wash my face.
I haven't used a makeup remover wipe since high school.
What do you use to get your makeup off?
Face wash.
Like, even the, like, mascara and stuff, it comes off?
Well, I do use an Elemis balm sometimes, but that's when I have, like, a full fucking beat.
Do you know who uses balms?
Rich people.
Olivia Wilde.
Olivia Wilde loves an overall face balm that you can also put on your lips.
Yeah.
That's how she has that natural glow.
I got a cubic zirconia huggy earring. I need tank top. This is, you know what it is? Because I'm like getting better at fashion, but I'm not actually good at fashion.
Yeah.
I keep buying shit to like change my life. But then whenever I need to get dressed, I still don't feel like I have
The stuff.
So I keep ordering stuff.
I got that.
So I have more tank tops. I got like an oversized long sleeve V-neck knitted polo pullover sweater jumper. I don't know why it needed so many descriptions.
Okay.
I got another one of those corset things because I had it in brown, but
what
I got
color?
It in black because I need it black. I got a sunglasses organizer because I've been getting a lot of sunglasses, but it arrived without all the pieces. But it's only $17, so I just ordered another one.
But it's not, is it a true sunglass organizer that like you put on the wall, or is it like one of the nail polish?
It's like a clear one that you put on your desk.
Do yourself a favor and type in nail polish organizers that they have in actual nail salons that you put on your wall. That's what I put my sunglasses on.
Oh my
in.
God, that is so smart. And then you just flip. Oh, wow, that is so smart.
Yeah. So I have two of them.
I've been obsessed with these like alien type glasses, a saddlebag, vintage crossbody bag, satchel handbag thing. Yeah, it's bad.
You did all this morning?
No, I went into some other days, but also nothing's over like $25, but
right.
Guys, it adds up.
It does add up, but it's also the single thing that brings joy to my life is like placing an Amazon
order. That's what I'm doing with you right now. Do I have a problem or am I just being like a normal fun girly?
No, you're being normal and fun.
Okay.
It's normal and fun. Wait, now I want to go to like my recent Amazon purchases. Tell
me what you got because I'm like, feeling.
What's going on?
I'm feeling like overexposed.
Mine is literally all clothes. I bought this like white long sleeve like sheer top that only like ties in the middle, but it's like oversized. It's like boho.
Oh, I love it.
Then I bought a long sleeve onesie that's short. Then I bought some Hailey Bieber pants. Then I bought my SodaStream. Then I bought two corseted long sleeve tops.
Yeah.
And then a bodysuit that's like black and white.
Is that all like within the month?
That was all like in the past couple of days.
Okay, good.
And then it's all just like clothes.
Also,
and
for
shoes.
People listening, this is irresponsible. This is. However,
but you want to know.
It's our job to look good.
But also, Amazon helps keep you organized. Like, it seriously does. Like, my cabinets, I put all my cereal in those clear containers. And, like, all my candy is in a clear container. If it's in the home, it's in a clear container.
Okay, that's Olivia Wilde.
Yeah, no, literally, Olivia Wilde.
Do you watch The Home Edit on Netflix?
Yeah, I do.
I will watch that. Instead of cleaning my own house, I'll watch it. But they love putting... Because my thing is, I don't know if it's my ADHD, but if I don't see it, it's not there. Like,
that's
if I don't
toxic.
Know what's in things, like, if I have a drawer...
Right.
I don't know what clothes are in there, and
I don't
know that. Look.
How is your apartment interior design maximalist going?
Oh my God. So, good question. The paint job is done.
Mm-hmm.
We did like a bright mustard in the living room.
Yep.
We did like this lime ugly green for the cabinets in the kitchen, which I'm obsessed with.
Okay.
We did like a stromboli, which is apparently a place in Sicily, blue. Which just means...
It's stromboli blue? I wasn't thinking it was going to be blue.
Blue?
I was thinking it was... Yeah. Okay, blue. Stromboli blue. Wow, I'm naming my firstborn son that. Stromboli blue?
Stromboli blue.
Sorry, that...
It does sound like
move
a
over
child.
Harry Styles, because stromboli blue is now the headline. Thank
oh
you.
My God. It sounds,
thank you.
It sounds like a SoundCloud rapper. Stromboli blue. And then like a lavender gin blossom for my room, and we're finishing the We're basically sourcing from like vintage places. There's this really cool company called Kayo, K-A-I-Y-O, that has like really good vintage stuff, but organized. And they have like white glove delivery, whatever. And then I'm getting this like insane blue couch that is the centerpiece.
I can't wait for the blue couch.
It's coming in like 8 days or something. And my personality is going to change. I'm going to warn you guys. She's going to be different.
Wow. I'm surprised you got it so quickly.
I know. But also what a lot of people are asking me, it's one of these like very high fashion couches. And people are like, is it comfortable? I'm going to tell you one thing. I don't know. But I'm going to be honest with you guys. And I'm going to tell you when
I get
it.
It's not comfortable.
I haven't sat on it yet.
Here's the thing, though. I don't feel we're different in terms of like I'll be on the couch for 72 hours, like, and that's like where I am. You're more of a bed person anyway. Like, do you nap on your couch?
So I actually have an amazing couch in New York City that I live on. If I'm in the bed and I fall asleep, I'm asleep all day. I will refuse to nap in bed because that's sleep for me.
Yeah.
So I am a couch person,
too. You have to immediately go into REM.
Yeah. Like, some people can do a 15-minute shut the lights, under the covers, in bed. That's 4 hours, min.
No. I've never abided by that rule where it's like, if you get up before 30 minutes, like, you'll feel more refreshed. Fuck off. That's toxic.
That is toxic. Like, you only live one life.
Olivia Wilde takes 8-minute naps.
She does.
You know, she's like a Navy SEAL. She takes 8-minute naps to recharge her batteries.
You're so right. That is some Navy SEAL shit. I'm not a fucking hunter. I want to sleep for 40 minutes, I'm sleeping for 40 minutes. Also, I've never once woken up from a nap and felt good. So I highly doubt sleeping less at a certain minute is going to make me feel rested.
That science is off.
And if for people who are like, no, it's true, if you sleep 15 minutes. No, because the whole time I'm going to be stressed that I have to sleep exactly at 15 minutes. Yes.
Right. Because who knows what minute you're actually falling asleep? That's the thing that I don't get.
Well, now they have these apps that like let you know how much sleep your body's getting. But I don't want to get it because I don't want to face the truth that this app is going to be like, you have chronic fatigue.
You need to go to a doctor. Your estrogen levels are fucked up. Like, something deeper is happening.
There's
here.
Like Apple Watches that will tell you like when you need to stand up, and I'm like, that's toxic.
Oh, fuck that.
I hate
get
standing.
Those alerts. I'm like, how dare you?
Honestly, I'm
over people like talking about their steps. The other day, I was like, I've never cared about my steps. And the other day, I was like walking all over the city, like doing these errands. And I was like, oh my God, I for sure am one of those girlies that just got their 10,000 steps in today. I looked at it. Hannah didn't even break 5. I was like, wait a minute. Something's off. I was so pissed.
One of my friends who is self-proclaimed crazy, she was just like talking to people and like bopping up and down. Like, and I was like, what are you doing? She goes, I got to hit my steps. And I was like, this is a cult.
No, it's a full pyramid.
This is when you're going to start losing family and friends. You're isolating yourself. But I do have to say, my great grandma lived till 98, and all she did was walk to work and back every day. So I do think walking is healthy. Jogging is out, walking is in. I'll walk.
Yeah, I'll walk. I'm not running on a treadmill. I'll walk on a treadmill.
But like, I might as well walk and like see stuff.
Right. Yeah, I'm not running anywhere. Unless someone's chasing me, I'm not running.
I think it's time for our mental health moment.
Okay.
I actually have a couple. Are you ready?
I need a couple.
Well, starting off, we were talking about this earlier, but I want people to know, if you're feeling a little confused of like direction, of like little decisions in your life is made up of a bunch of tiny day-to-day decisions that like you look back 10 years from now and you go, how did I get here? It's from all these little decisions. So once you stop for a second, look in the mirror. If you don't like how you look, look at a wall.
Yeah. If your orbital bone's fucked up, I suggest you just sit in silence.
And think about like what your biggest dream is that people would laugh at you about. Like something that's so embarrassing, but it's like your fucking dream. And then today, start doing little things to get there and make decisions to get there. If every, that's what manifesting is. If every decision is towards one common goal, you're going to hit that goal.
Hannah said this to me before we got on the pod, and I said, save it, because more people need to hear this other than just me. Don't keep your creative juices for just me.
You're so right. It was selfish of me to try to tell you without telling the giggler.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Yeah.
Also, we do this new thing where we don't say we saw it on TikTok. We read it in the New York Times is what we say.
Yeah.
So on the New York Times, this girl, Michelle Diaz, spoke about lucky girl syndrome.
Okay.
Where it's basically about being delusional that you are the luckiest girl in the world. And she's like, you wake up in the morning and you just tell yourself, like, I'm so lucky. Like, only good things happen to me. Whatever I do, like, I just never fail. I could literally do anything and the world just conspires to my favor. And she's
what
like,
is, okay, right now at this moment in your life, what is your first thought when you wake up?
I have to check my phone to see.
Mine's just like, fuck. Like, just hold on. This is my doorman with my coffee. Hello?
Hey, P, how
are
you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. Are you upstairs by any chance?
I am.
Can I sing all your packages up?
Yeah, you can. Did my coffee order come?
Coffee?
Yeah.
No, I mean, there's a bunch of boxes in the back. I haven't seen
that. Okay, that's okay. Yeah, you can send my packages up.
Right,
thank you.
Right?
All right, bye.
Okay, so many thoughts. One, did he call you P?
Yeah, we're at like a we're on a different level, man.
That is so cute. Watch out, Craig. Two, I love how you just said the saddest thing I've ever heard, and then casually were like, "Oh, my coffee's here." I do.
What
think
did I say?
You said when you wake up, your first thought is "fuck."
Yeah, and I said that to Craig the other day, and he was like, "I think something's wrong with you," and I was like, "Wait, is everyone not waking up and just being like?" For fuck's sake, like this again.
You need to change some like, energies. Because I've been there.
And he was like,
there.
No, Paige.
I've been like, there probably up until a week ago. I was there. As a wise, conquered person, I remember that time.
Olivia Wilde wakes up to butterflies.
Olivia wakes up and says...
Butterflies wake Olivia Wilde up.
I do sometimes not want to go to sleep because I don't want to wake up in the morning. Which is a weird thing that I battle. Do you ever like not want to start the day?
That's an interesting one. Yeah.
Because you know the second you
like,
go
I'm
to
like,
sleep, you have to start the day.
Yes. I think that's depression.
I used to have that with like tennis. We'd have like in the morning, we'd have to run like a timed mile at 6 a.m. And it would be like 10 p.m. And we'd all be sitting there being like, we don't want to go to sleep. We don't want to go to sleep. So that trauma
that's
has
so
followed
sad.
Me my whole life.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. Lastly... Okay, this is my favorite one, and I might have said it here before, but it's worth so good, I'm going to say it again. It's about failing, and I feel like a lot of people are scared of failing. And I've heard people talk about it, it's kind of a generic piece of advice, but that what if I told you after 18 failures, you're going to have a success?
Then you'd want to fail all the time.
Exactly. You'd be so quick to try your
to
next
fail.
Failure.
Yes. Wait, that's a good one. That just put a pep in my step.
I know. I literally saw your whole energy change just
is
now.
Is that true?
It's literally true. Because imagine looking back how many things you fucked up to get to that non-fuck up. It's like that's just how the world works. So you just, because think about it. You can't fail forever. So keep failing.
Well.
Keep failing. I mean, we all have
but
that
who
one
are
friend.
We to say, you know? Like, well, I don't know. We gave advice, but I don't know. You make your own decisions.
Well, I don't know. finally, that was our mental health moment. But I have one
final
more
thought.
Front page news.
Okay.
There was a thing on the New York Times going around about I'm laughing because Des and my mom actually read the New York Times.
They're like, I didn't see that one. What day was that on? You're like, I don't
know. Des will say something in the news and I'm like, what? And he's like, it's been everywhere. And I'm like, not on my TikTok algorithm. So remember like the Suez Canal? Apparently people talked about it for like a month, but until people started making memes, I had no idea that there was like a problem. Anyway,
so Kate Moss
went on TikTok and told a story of the first diamond necklace she ever got. And she was on a date with Johnny Depp.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, can you get something for me? And she gets up and she tells him to reach into like his butt of his pants.
I saw this.
And pulls out a diamond necklace. I just immediately was like, I have to hear Paige's thoughts on this because I'm feeling a lot of weird feelings.
Okay. The only reason I'm giving them a pass is because Johnny Depp and Kate Moss were on a lot of cocaine in the 90s. Like a heavy amount of cocaine. And this is a Johnny Depp, Kate Moss stan podcast because I have a massive picture of them in my home. Yeah. So like I pray to Johnny Depp and Kate Moss. I personally don't love it. Like I feel like if Craig was like, hey, pull this out of the back of my pants, like I'd be uneasy. But again, the 90s were a different time, and cocaine, I just feel like, was a lot stronger back then.
He took anal beads to a new level. I guess, like, it's...
No, literally.
I guess it's fun, but, like...
It's, like, quirky.
Men's butts are a whole nother monster.
I've never... Like, sometimes girls will be like, oh, my God. Like, you know when you're watching, like, a football game or something, or, like, you're pretending to watch it, and girls will say stuff like, oh, like, their butt in, like, their, like, football pants. I've never been a girl to say that.
I think I'll notice a like bubble butt, but I've never been like, if attracted to it.
Never.
I'll notice if his butt is better than mine. I'll tell you that.
No, like I'm just. It's not. I'm very much a face person, unless it comes to like Jack Harlow and Post Malone.
I'm very much a face person, and I want to be ugly. I want it to look like it's been through a lot. I want it to look like it was in a microwave.
Like, I know that Jack Harlow wouldn't pull a diamond necklace out of his ass for me. Like,
That is some hot, pretty boy bullshit.
Yeah, it's just not for me.
That's like him trying to be interesting when it's like, sorry, you're...
Jack would, like, take it out of his, like, bomber jacket pocket, no box, hand it to you.
Ooh.
And that's...
Or
that's
no, he wouldn't even hand it to you. He'd be like, turn around. Yeah. And he'd, like, put it on.
Or just put it on the table and, like, slide it to you.
Are you hooking up with Jack at Vegas? I won't tell anyone. He's going to have an after party.
We're not going to actually meet him. Do you think we are?
Well, it depends. Have you been manifesting?
No, I haven't.
Because Craig was...
But I'm going to start. Craig Craig's like getting into my thoughts.
Yeah, Craig is doing the best to get in the way of that love story.
Yeah.
Because he's selfish.
Really, and it's rude. It's selfish. It's truly it really selfish. Is. I'm like, don't you want me to be so happy?
Do you guys have hall passes?
Yeah, but like hypothetical ones. Like, I think that if I texted Craig in Vegas and was like, hey, can I fuck Jack Harlow? He'd probably have like a real problem with it. But you never know. We'll see.
Oh, God. Well, this is the month of Giggly Squad touring. We are going to New York City first. Then we're going to Vegas. Then Boston, D.C. It's all fucking happening. Are you excited?
I'm really excited. I'm so excited for New York City this weekend. I can't believe it's this weekend. I haven't even done my outfits.
I have to figure all that out. We're like, have to put everything together. It's all happening. I'm so excited. We love you guys so much. Thank you for giggling, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye.